Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Good morning and welcome to my morning rant. We have been looking at this spiritual warfare that we are in. I actually focus on the first aspect of that warfare, which is our flesh, and we went through that. And we know that how we would conquer or not walk in the flesh, we studied that as well. We talked about what the fruits of the Spirit is. And basically, the Bible tells us and shows us that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We talked about what those are and what their manifestation are. We talked about the responsibility of putting on and putting off so that we can't blame God. We talked about us, this new creature. We are dead to sin so that you and I have the power and the will to exercise our obedience to God and not disobedience. And that's how the first Adam fell. And it was through obedience that the second Adam triumphed. So now we're going to look at the world. This is one of our one of the entities that we have to keep an eye on, because we are in it but not of it. And there are certain principles by which they are governed by. But the Bible tells us that you and I have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. But that old lifestyle through the flesh is still available for us to live. John 17:14, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So we see our relationship as to how the world feels about you and I, those that are part of the body of Christ, those that are the true believers. And so we see that this relationship is spelled out, and according to the word, it says that they hate us simply because Jesus Christ, our God and our Lord and our Master, they hated him too. And so we know that if they hate him, and they're going to hate us because we are of the same body, we're of the same kingdom. So we know that this world basically consists of the entities that were Lucifer. He caused this earth to fall and corrupted this earth. Actually, it was Adam's disobedience that created a different creature, and that creature was the man of sinful. The spirit of mankind became corrupt. So when God have to restore, we have to be born again, meaning that we died once, and that we have to be born again. And that is, the spirit of the man has to be a brand new spirit. And that's what God did for you and I. So we know that this this earth, they are programming their citizens to behave certain ways. And we know that apart from the flesh and the power of that flesh, and we saw what those manifestations were, we know that this world has also contribute to the programming of their citizens, and they ought to, because it's that's what he has to do with his citizens. And so God also is asking and require that we be program, if you will, by his principles. That's why he states, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So the Bible tells us that you and I, we have been quickened. We are, sin has no dominion over us. So that means those that are in the world, sin have dominion over them. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you have been quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. And we know that children of disobedience came forth because of Adam's disobedience. And so they are labeled the children of disobedience, which we were a part of. We are no longer part of that. But we see that Lucifer, he is the prince of this air. There's other scripture that says he's the god of this world. And that prince of the air is really a powerful thing, because He uses the air, you want to talk about televisions and radios and all of the things that travel by air, uses those to program his children and to make sure that he keep in line and so that they can continue to do his work and to be, fulfill, provide all of their natural needs. But these folks don't understand that you and I are all spirit. We are spirit and deposited into this human body, and the human body allows us to have this human experience, but we are spirits. And most people live from the physical aspect of life and not from the spiritual. And that's the shame, and that's where all personal growth and all that stuff talks about, because they are now reconnecting their spiritual aspects of who they are. I know that the world teaches so many things contrary to the Word of God. We know that this particular kingdom of darkness or the world, it teaches many different things, that sin is good, and all of the different things that they talk about, you know, do whatever pleases you and all of that good stuff. The Bible teaches us differently. It tells us that we are children of God. We ought to be respectful of each other. We ought to love each other and all of those things. But these guys, it's something different, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, as you say. So the condition of this world, as we see, it's corrupt and it's based on lies and fear. It's governed by all of those type things. It's dominated by flesh. It's dominated by sin. And they teach all kinds of crazy stuff. I know they teach that you and I evolved from apes and all kinds of, just absolutely sick stuff. You and I could not have been evolved from apes. Absolutely maddening that, but the Bible tells us why they do that, because it gives them a name, it says they're foolish men, they're ignorant. Let's take you to the scripture and show you what the Bible says about mankind and the flesh and all those things. So 1 Corinthians 15 is an excellent chapter to go in there and look and see that these men. First, the Bible says you got to believe that God is. And these guys don't believe that God is God. He says you have to come by faith. They think you have to come by works. And the wisdom in that is absolutely crazy, because think about it. If someone is physically unable to do certain things or can't do that because of economic status, they can then claim things when they stand before God. So God doesn't want that. So he makes it as simple as ever. Makes that you have to come by faith. Everyone, rich, poor, blind, deaf, dumb. Everybody got to come by faith. So faith is the equalizer. And a lot of these men in their wisdom, in their worldly wisdom, have gone nuts. But their teaching is contrary to the Word of God. So let's take a look at these people and just dispel this nonsense about you and I coming from apes. But God giveth it a body, even as it pleased him. And to teach each seed of its own, and he's talking about
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, and I am recording this message on my phone. I'm literally on my Mint phone. Why? Because fancy recording studios cost money, and if we spent money on things like that, we couldn't offer you screaming deals. Like if you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of your plans, even unlimited. Visit mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
People being raised from the dead and stuff like that. And he's discussing this subject with the church, and he's telling them, look, God in his original intent, he gave the trees their own body. Everybody has their own body. But let's go on and see. He says, all flesh is not the same, but there is one flesh for men and another flesh of beasts and another flesh of birds and another flesh of fishes. These are also they are also celestial bodies. He's talking about different types of bodies and bodies of the terrestrial. And he talks about celestial ones and the terrestrial ones. He talks about the sun, the glory of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all these different things have different bodies. And so you and I have different flesh. All flesh is not the same. we did not and do not have the same flesh as an ape. We did not evolve from the flesh of an ape. Man has its own flesh. The ape has its own flesh. This was one of the sins of the Nephilim back in the days of Noah. The Bible talks about, if you study the book of Enoch and stuff like that, you will see. And when you look at the book of Joshua, it talks about these guys, the Nephilim, mixing flesh and creating all of these different creatures that existed in those days. It talks about the Minotaurs and all of those things. I believe those animals and those creatures are real. You got to understand these guys, the angels, when they came from. They saw creatures in heaven. And so because the Bible talks of all kinds of creatures within the heavenlies before the throne of God and stuff like that. So they came from this place. And so when they came here, and they started to mingle with and create all the different animals and breeds and all that stuff, go back and study, you will see that one of those creatures that created back in the days of the Nephilim was the donkey, and the donkey is still here. So there's other creatures that were created by them. And these were the beasts and all of the different things, the demons and evil spirits. All of these things came as a result of these guys mixing. Tells us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And so this is another aspect. In our time, that is, you're going to see scientists will start cloning and making different things and putting stuff together, just as it was in the days of Noah. So we will see the resurgence of things like that, the increase of things like that on the planet. And it's going to be a fascinating ride, guys, because the Bible tells us that the Earth have never seen anything like it. So as I mentioned to you before, we've had Nephilim, we had giants, the Romans, and they call those the Clash of the Titans. Those were the first set of the Nephilim. The Book of Enoch talks about that. And God's judgment upon them was that they would have 500 years to live. And Michael's assignment was to cause a civil war amongst them, and they started fighting. And the Book of Enoch said that the angel's punishment was that they would see what place, and they died by clashing against each other, the Clash of the Titans. And that's where those are stories. They are all true. I believe absolutely all of those guys. Hercules and all those guys were all men. Zeus was a man that claimed to be a god. All of those things, those guys existed. Hercules actually married one of Abraham's family member. So yeah, there's stuff you guys need to know, and don't be ignorant about it. Anyway, one of our enemies, as I want to continue, is the world. It tells us that we ought not to love the world. In 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of this world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so we see that this particular thing, this earth, this world, is going to pass. We know that they teach all kinds of different philosophies and different things that are corrupt, that are contrary to the word of God. And so you and I, we have to recognize that it's out there. And the Bible tells us that, warns us that we should not join ourselves with them. It talks about that in 2 Corinthians, do not be equally yoked with them. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18 talks about that. It tells us that we are the light of this place. So we, as I mentioned to you, we are in the world, but not of the world. And you and I are not to attach ourselves to them, but we are to we are called to seek first the kingdom of God. We are called not to be conformed to these, to their ways, their mentality, their behavior, which is seen in Romans chapter 12, verses 1. And it tells us all 1-2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our responsibility is to begin to study the word and not to let the programming that we had received from them while we were there, the program that we listen to and live from. And we see many of those that are in the church that are still listening that way. And it talks about how they behave, and people look at them and recognize them as hypocrites. And we also recognize them as wolves in sheep clothing. So you and I are responsible to change our speech, change how we spend time, how we react, our behavior, to walk in love. We ought to do all of these things, but they do different than us. And so one of the enemies that we have is the world. And so we just have to be mindful of it. But the Bible tells us that it's easy, guys, if we just stay in the spirit and recognize that this world and all that it has to offer is nothing, the scripture says. And God just doesn't please God, and he's not a part of it. And if we love the world, the love of God is not in us. So we are moving through learning about all these different people and wars or whatever, all these things that we have to fight against and be aware of. We know that the flesh is there. I mentioned we are in the spiritual warfare. The world is there. And then we are going to talk about Lucifer and his gang next. The Bible tells us that he is the God of this world. But guess what? You and I have overcome the world by our faith. The Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. And it is also commissioning you and I that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world. For our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them through faith and patience, inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.